when I came to Dover, I put a lot of unexamined sixth form work in. We used to have a lecture each week from a visiting speaker, or I'd do it myself, which lasted a period. The rest of that afternoon, the Wednesday afternoon, would be given over to activities which might be athletic, but might be intellectual or practical or whatever. And we had at least three lessons a week which were given over to general studies. They had a choice of what they were going to do in those. And I placed huge emphasis on the general studies program. And a few boys did the general studies. There was a general studies paper, of course. And I remember disastrously persuading one boy to do that in Lancaster. And he hated it because he was the only one doing it. So it cut him off from his friends. It was a great mistake on my part. But there was a concept of education as a thing stretching far beyond exams, which I think has probably been attenuated or almost destroyed now. And of course, the main reason for that was that the staff didn't have to do much work preparing lessons. I mean, I doubt if my colleagues at Reading ever prepared a lesson. They just went in and talked. And for much of my teaching career, I used the notes that I prepared at the beginning of it. And I think that teachers have to work much, much harder in class now than they used to, for all sorts of reasons. And they don't have the energy that they used to have for outside activities.
Were you also preparing candidates for Oxford and Cambridge entrance examinations?
Oh yes, I was, yes. Yes, that was the work I liked most of all. That was the thing I really enjoyed. That's the one I'd do if I had to do something, you know.
Thank you very much.